Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Culture. Wake up to this altar every day. No one is neutral in life. You are either in the secret place with God or in a secret court, whether you know it or not. After listening to Turning Point audio, then turn to Turning Point Prayer Booklet for reading the Bible portion for the day and for going through the entire Bible systematically once a year. TPGF members across the world, subscribe online with a token for the prayer booklet content to be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Welcome also to Thursday, the 11th day in April 2024. Please open your hand to receive today's prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with amen. I receive it. I prophesy today your destinies shall be advancing forward. I'm hearing in my spirit, this is their day. He said, I will bring you out of the prison. I will bring you out of obscurity. I will bring you out of setback. Anyone that this one described, cheer up. Your bad days are over. Your long wait is also over. I see in my spirit now a big, bold inscription written, blessed and highly favored, pasted on someone. Now, let's do this. If you can, please do this. If you cannot do it immediately now, do it later. Take your notebook or a sheet of paper. Write, I am blessed and highly favored. Write it 7 times and sign it 7 times. And hold it every day, 7 days, and prophesy 21 times daily. I am blessed and highly favored. Do so. Something will happen. Difficult doors will be opening for you. Miracle phone calls will be coming in. Alert upon alert. Those that forgot you for long will suddenly remember you. Your goods shall sell out. You will meet your target. Debtors will come to pay. Waiting rooms will open. Oh, yes. Applicants will get job. Promotion letters will be issued. Sudden healing everywhere. New opportunities shall open. Destiny helpers shall come up. You will find what you have lost in a long time. You will complete that project. Frustration and depression will go. Visa shall be issued. Immigration problems shall be resolved in your favor. You will experience a rapid growth on what you do. Married proposals will come. To ladies, who is this word of knowledge describing? Whose sons and daughters? Whose business? Say amen, amen, and amen. Wow, I speak as I hear from God. Can you put a battle seed of choice? Make it a good battle seed to back up this prophetic release to your life and things. And that is not for everyone, but for those who believe in battle seed and the power of sacrifice. Do so between today and tomorrow. April 11 celebrant, receive your birthday prayers. You are blessed. You are lifted. Your birthday is blessed. God will give you a special gift you will remember forever. Say amen. Listeners, we are still in the Insightful Teachings Week. Many of our members would rather prefer that we stay on teaching weeks for a long time. But you see, the good thing is that on all the weeks, God's anointing is on them. Let's like all the weeks. First issue today. Daddy, good morning. A man of 58 years want to marry a single woman of 43 years. The man was married before, but separated, and they don't have children. The woman decided to relocate abroad, but the man chose to remain here. He said the family has persuaded the woman, but to no avail. The woman asked that the man to let her hear from the woman's family. What should I do, sir? It is very urgent. Wow. I guess you are the single woman of 43, though you did not say that very clearly. Well, we have dealt with issues like this before. When it comes to getting married to somebody who was married before, there is need for caution. I counsel that you wait to see how they resolve their issues. The man may eventually decide to go and join the wife abroad, or the wife relocate back to Nigeria. So wait, see how they resolve their matters. I know at 43, pressure is on you, but don't hurry this up so it doesn't result into greater regret. So have patience. Next, Good morning, Daddy. I recently found out that my husband steals money from the church offering. By virtue of his position as the security unit head of the church, he has access to church offering. Daddy, my heart is broken. I am mostly concerned about the effect this act of his we have on myself and our three children. He has not opened up to me, but I have done my little investigation and I confirm that it is true. Daddy, advise me, sir. Wow, heart-rending, you will say. You are correct. If this allegation is true, then the negative effect on the family and on the children will not be good. I can say, first and foremost, prayers, warfare prayers, for God to touch his heart, to repent and stop this evil act. That's number one. Number two, evidences. Evidences that cannot be denied, like CCTV camera mounted, or video recording, or if there are other accomplices that are ready to confess, you need wisdom. This is a very sensitive issue, so approach it prayerfully in wisdom. Before long, something will happen that will save the situation. Pray for him and pray for the family. Do warfare prayers on him. I believe something will happen that will save the day. Next, good evening, Pastor. I'm a woman of 50 years plus. I have been praying for a life partner for many years now. I have done everything humanly possible. Prayed, fasted, sowed sacrificial seed, faithful, tight pairs, abstained from sex, yet to no avail. Every man that comes around asks for sex. And when I say no, they walk away. Pastor, I'm getting tired and I don't know what else to do anymore. I'm losing it. Please advise me. Wow. That is what this platform TPGF is for. You are not the only one experiencing this. So many ladies are also going through this kind of situation. It is good you say no to sex predators, as I choose to call them, because even if you give them your body, they will still walk away. They are hit and run men. At 50 plus, did you ever got married or you have been single from the beginning? The reason I'm asking is, you couldn't have been 50 plus without relationship opportunities. Maybe you had disappointment or the first marriage hit the rock. Ladies, when they are between 22 and 30, have many young men gyrating around them. Problem is lack of teaching, of guidance, of a mentor, of focus and seriousness. My counsel, keep yourself holy and pure. Love the Lord and serve him passionately in a good church. Engage in warfare prayers over this matter. Even at 50 plus, your own God ordained man will still locate you. For all young ladies, all young daughters on this platform, obtain my books on marriage, two of them, Marriage Success Secret and 30 Pitfalls Singles Should Avoid. Please, they are available on hard and soft copies. Read, understand, and apply the principles therein. No lady need to wait till 50 plus to be beautifully married. The biggest enemy is ignorance. Good morning, Daddy, and my TPGF. Please, sir, what is your take on surrogacy? Wow, I like the way you started my TPGF. I like those who take TPGF personal as their own. TPGF should be our life now. We are stakeholders. Now to your question on surrogacy. I am glad you also said what is my own take, because it is highly controversial among Christians and in churches. Surrogacy is engaging a woman, a lady, to carry your baby pregnancy for you. The sperm seed and the egg seed will be that of the couple put in the womb of another lady to carry and deliver the baby and give the baby back to the couple. The baby's DNA is that of the father and mother. The surrogate woman is compensated in one way or the other. If you ask me, next to adoption of a baby or IVF is the next acceptable. And like I said, other people may not see it this way and they have a right to see their own way. Don't say, show me in the Bible. It is not everything such as this that the Bible spoke about, or we can show anybody in the Bible. It is still better than those using their brothers or sisters' children as their own children, because they are never theirs. An adopted child or a surrogate child is yours completely and forever. Listeners' comments are welcome. Send in your comments. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contact. Do so daily. The Prayer Mountain service in Ikeja, Lagos, is today. Today is the D-Day. Two services, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Today is a public holiday in Nigeria. Hey, Nigeria, 3 days in a row for public holidays. Wow, what a country. Anyway, it's a public holiday, so no going to work, no taking the children to school, light traffic on the road. Let all Lagosians and everybody around Lagos come to Prayer Mountain in Ikeja today. Prayer focus today is restoration and compensation. Come to be taught, to be prayed for, and to be anointed for compensation and restoration. Anointed mantle shall be given out free for praying and doing miracle. Bring documents, bring photographs, bring items, bring your water bottle, bring your anointing oil, bring things to represent what you want before God. Those who desired restoration and compensation, make a list of where you desire them. It shall be live streamed to the whole world. Please connect online then. Same two services shall run simultaneously at Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, Port Harcourt. Telephone numbers to call for direction and more information is Dupe on 0806-478-8392. Month has ended. Have you paid your tithe, personal and corporate tithing, out of your battle, thanksgiving, your vow, and the seed of 4444 we are sowing this month? Do so. Paying tithe and sowing seed are the covenant work we are going to have with God as long as we live. And if you are a tither and a seed sower, God opens the heavens over you. He rebukes the devourers concerning you. He positions destiny helpers at different junctions. The blessings spill over to your children and your children's children. The blessings are numerous. You can listen to other people's testimonies as they pay tithe and sow seed. Do the same. I prophesy to everyone's life, you will see the mercy of God like never before. The power of God and the anointing behind this commission will be working for you. What God cannot do does not exist, because God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.